brother. Oh, what's up?
This is a good recording, man.
Yeah,
I
brother,
can dig it.
Stop right on.
All right, good evening and welcome to the new Earl Ingram Show at 540 AM WAUK in Milwaukee, 101 FM Shaw. At Shaw, is that, did I leave something out?
No, man. Yeah, 101.1 FM. That's the Shaw, the new Earl Ingram Show. Feels good.
All right. Let's get right to it, man. My guest is on the line, Milwaukee Alderwoman Marina Dmitrievich, and also a candidate for the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. Good evening to you, Alderwoman Dmitrievich. How are you doing?
Good evening. It is such an honor to be back with you. Feels like the old days.
Yeah, it was, you know, a little while ago, but you know, no matter how things change, they remain the same. Let's talk a little bit about who Alderwoman Marina Dmitrievich is.
Well, first of all, thank you for the perfect pronunciation of the name. And the reason we spoke before is because of my years of service in local elected government. Many, many years at the county on the county board as the county board chairwoman. Ran the Working Families Party organization, and recently came to City Hall as Alderwoman for District 14. And I'm so proud to be on this radio show and be part of this race to elect a new mayor of Milwaukee.
Well, it certainly won't be the last time that we have you on. So welcome, man. Let's get right at it. You are at City Hall now, and you've been there for how long?
Just about 2 years, although it feels like 20 when you're working in the pandemic. But I've been Alderwoman since 2020.
So then you understand April. The inner workings of city government, and you've been around long enough to know where all the warts are. And, you know, the real hard issues that the city of Milwaukee is facing. If you are fortunate enough to become the mayor of the city of Milwaukee, where would you begin to address the issues? I've got a list of things, but I'm just curious about what you would say would be the first thing that you would be doing.
I bet our list is not that different, and I think it's probably the list of most Milwaukeeans as well. At the top of my list, Earl, is we got to get out of this pandemic. I have been the most vocal at City Hall. I mean, I'm on the news today once again. People that were hurting before are hurting now more than ever. And as I said, we had a pandemic before the pandemic. So we need to get out of this spread, get people back on their feet, because we need to get back to business. And so that is where I would put my immediate
effort. Let me ask you, how do you go about, from the city's perspective, getting out of this pandemic?
Oh, yes. I'm one of the candidates that has a very clear public plan. We need to, of course, increase vaccinations. I've said we need to reauthorize the incentives of over $100 to get a booster, meet people where they're at, go to their houses, do anything it takes. We need to bring back the indoor mask mandate and give people the best masking possible, which are KN95s and N95s. We need to put at-home rapid test kits in the hands of every Milwaukeean who wants one. These are just a number of mitigation tools that other cities have and that Milwaukeeans deserve to fight this virus.
So let me ask, we're basically dealing with a city that, for all practical purposes, is broke. I mean, I know there's some dollars that came in one time from the COVID problems that we've had. And so there are a few dollars in the coffers. To do what you are requiring and asking, where would the resources come from?
Well, we would tap into those emergency federal COVID dollars, the American Rescue ARPA money. We have those available for an emergency, and I would say we're in an emergency right now. We're also going to get money from the infrastructure bill and eventually the Build Back Better from the federal government. So generally, as a city, you're right. We actually have quite a deficit and a huge pension obligation. But these federal funds present an opportunity to make some big change here.
So let me the lead pipe issue. Where do you stand on that?
I believe that it is a human right that every person, especially Milwaukeeans, have the availability of clean, safe drinking water. Also, I believe that it's their right, and we should help guarantee it, that they live in a safe, affordable, quality housing house, really, that is free of lead paint poisoning as well. That if you start with that value, then certainly we have a lot of work to do. But I am committed to making sure that those two goals are achieved.
The resources at the city level, I talked about the coffers being just about empty. The pension obligations that are going to be coming due. How do you begin to work around all those things, and somehow address, you know, the pension issues with the fire and police departments?
Well, first of all, we need to receive our fair share, and it feels like we had this talk before because we have. But the state of Wisconsin has got to give us our fair share. We need our fair share of shared revenue. We send a lot of money to the state of Wisconsin, and we deserve to have every amount of that so that we can take care of our people and provide the services that people need. And then the other thing we need to do is increase revenue. Too much is on the backs of property tax owners, and it's getting, you know, more and more challenging. So we need more, revenue options from a sales tax. Or even, I support Governor Evers' effort to legalize marijuana and provide some additional revenue.
You know, you talked about the state and it doing everything within its power not to give this city its fair share. And with the city asking for 1 cent sales tax, and the mayor has attempted, former Mayor Barrett, I tried to get that through. County Executive David Crowley, County Executive Chris Abley tried to talk with the state legislature and bring those issues to them. What would you do different? And do you think you can get them to listen?
Well, I would like to unite with the county executive as well, and also other mayors across the state of Wisconsin, because much of our local authority has been removed from the Republicans in Madison. I mean, I don't need somebody in Manitowoc telling me how to handle my business in Milwaukee. We need that local authority. And so my approach is I'm not going to go up to Madison and beg and borrow. I'm going from a position of power and asset that this is the best city in the state of Wisconsin. We're a city of champions. And we deserve the respect that comes along with that. I'm not asking for anything more. I'm asking for what we deserve. And so I'm going to continue that advocacy that I always have done at the county and in the community and make sure that we get our fair share. We need it now more than ever.
So what is your thought? We have seen the development of downtown. I maintain long overdue. I've lived in this city for 67 years, and the renovation of downtown, we were one of the last cities of our size to finally do something to develop downtown, but it shouldn't have been at the expense of our neighborhoods. What do you say to that, and what would you do differently?
Well, as I'm out and about, and I've been all through Milwaukee, some of these nomination paper signatures I've gotten myself from going door to door, and people were excited to see a mayoral candidate come to their door after a very long time. It's one of the reasons I'm running. I'm challenging the status quo. And I do think that downtown is incredibly important to our economic development, but it's not the only thing. We need to see that same dedication, if not equal or more, in our neighborhoods and every zip code. My slogan for my campaign is "We Are One," because it shouldn't feel like we have five cities in one city. That's got to end, and not on my watch. So we need development all across the city now more than ever.
Let's talk about education. Where do you sit with the educational issues in the city? And is there a role? Mm-hmm. Is there a role for the mayor to play a part in that?
Definitely. The mayor of the largest city in the state of Wisconsin has got to have a thriving school system. And I am an avid supporter of our public school system. I'm a graduate of Milwaukee Public Schools, Bayview High School, and my kids are enrolled in our Milwaukee Public Schools. We need to have a system that produces graduates that can work at some of the businesses we're trying to attract here. And I'm committed to rolling up my sleeves and giving the children and families everything they need to succeed. It starts with us. And it goes back to what you already talked about. If people don't have a safe, lead-free house, clean water, nutritional meals, wages they can depend on, how can they ever succeed in any school system? And that's our responsibility in city government to make sure people have the opportunity to thrive. And so I'm doubling down on it. The majority of the Milwaukee Public School Board has already endorsed me in this election because they know that I'm a public school champion.
So what about the crime issue in the city? Where what's going on from your perspective, and can it be repaired?
The increase of guns that have been purchased during the pandemic, combined with people hurting, as well as the reckless driving and the violence, domestic violence, is absolutely unacceptable and appalling. And we need to do everything we can to change it. And what I believe is that we need to continue to invest in root causes. I had an amendment that I sponsored with Alderwoman Coggs to put over $16 million in the Office of Violence Prevention. On day one, I'm committed to implementing our blueprint for peace. We don't need to do another study. We already know what we need to do. We need to get down to business and stop the traumatic cycle of violence in our community. And we can do it.
Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789 on the line. Alderwoman Marina Dmitrievich, she is a candidate for mayor of the city of Milwaukee. Again, you can join us at 844-967-2789. We've got to go to a break. And when we come back, once again, we'll be right back.
Right on.